my son has bipolar with some schizoaffective symptoms. And what they do is they don't always have good choices. And I just didn't want him to make the wrong choice or a bad choice. But with the help of the CIT officer, he did, you know, offer to me some comforting words and then and giving him some good, you know, information as to how to handle himself where he was. So,
how did you know that Cheektowaga Police had a CIT-trained officer and that that would be the person who could help?
I do volunteer for NAMI Buffalo, and listening to our educational programs, we had a speaker at one of our monthly meetings, and this director from Cheektowaga, who was in charge of the CIT-trained officers, gave his information as to what to do in a situation, and I used their program, and it worked out for me very well. And he has helped us in other situations, too many to mention, but always with good intention and results.
So the first time that you asked the dispatcher, I would like a CIT-trained officer, did they know what you're talking about? Was there any fuss?
Yes, no fuss at all. In fact, one time I was in Depew and I was on the border in a car with my son who was not well. And that's when I called for the police and they told me they had not been trained yet in Depew. And I said, not a problem. I'll drive two more blocks and I will be in Cheektowaga and I will call on Cheektowaga's help. And that's what I did.
Do you think that most family members or people with mental illness themselves know that they can request this specially trained officer?
Yeah, lucky me. I know what's out there, but there has always been a time that I did not know what to do. 10, 15 years ago, there was no such thing, so...
Your son is older, so he probably started showing signs many years ago. What kind of interactions had you had with the police before this training was available?
Well, for us, we've been very lucky. But I've always used the name of NAMI. I know what to do. I know who to call. NAMI has taught me what to do and say, whether they were trained or not. For me, I've had good experience when the people came to help us. But knowing that I can use the word CIT-trained officer surely helps.
So tell me, if you were to talk to another parent or a family member, how would you advise them to interact with police or jail personnel or any other officials in the criminal justice system?
I just know dealing with mental illness can be so emotional, and it does take time to get to a point when you're able to help. And when you can help and reach out and take the power away from mental illness, the situation itself, take the power away from that, and to speak out and do something for your loved one where you have the power, I think that's what I tell people. You've got to do something. If you do nothing, your result will be nothing. I think it's up to the families or the advocates for our loved ones to know what's out there to help our family member. And for me, I'm one to get to know what's out there. And I tell others at any opportunity that I can what to do in a situation and to always ask for a CIT-trained officer from the local police.
How would you say we're doing as far as resources that are available for folks with mental illness?
I think we've gotten better over the years with wraparound services, where you go to one location with a psychiatrist, social worker, counselor, employment counselor, maybe a nurse on staff. That's the best way to get services for our loved one. However, I think the hardest one is housing. There is not enough housing for our loved ones at all.
Has your son been arrested, taken to jail, and have you had to deal with folks there?
Well, the judicial system is very hard to navigate. They know very little about mental illness, and we've had bad experience. Even when we were told we were going to have treatment, and that didn't work out. So the judicial system needs lots of information given to them. And for the criminal system, it is what it is. It's the same old, same old. What you think how bad it is how bad it is. And do they say they're teaching the people in the criminal system? Possibly, but not enough. Possibly. That part I don't know. And if they do, they don't show it. There is a great need there.
Anything that we haven't talked about that you think is important for our listeners to know, for the criminal justice system to understand?
From what I know, nobody tells you anything. Just like mental illness, nobody tells you anything unless you go out and look for the answers. And in the criminal system, they're far and in between the answers, or even information. Nobody tells you anything. They're treated like everybody else, truly criminals. Like I said, without the help of NAMI, I don't know where I'd be.